type up Amazon PPC. Today, I want you to notice down if you're prompting broad match keywords in a video campaign on Amazon, stop it. Instead, change all the keywords to either phrase match or exact match. I do not recommend using a broad match keyword for your sponsored brand video ad campaign. So the ad type that I'm talking about here is sponsored brand video ad. Why? The reason is that broad match keywords in video ad campaigns now don't operate the same way as broad match keywords in sponsored product campaigns. Let me show you an example. Okay, so before, if you targeted keywords in broad match in a video ad campaign, your video ad would be shown to only customer search terms that contain all component words of the original targeting keyword. As a result, there would be a good range of customer search terms that would be eligible for your video ad to be shown to, and at the same time, they will feel relevant to your original targeting or your product at a certain level, because all component words in the original targeting keyword had to appear in the customer search term regardless of their position in the search term. So let's have a look at this example. So assuming if you were selling a woman's hat in black color, right, and you created a video ad campaign targeting broad match keywords, and for example, this keyword, a woman's hat, black, right? So Amazon used to show your video ad to only search terms that contain all component words. In this case, they are hat, woman, and black, right? So you can see a number of search term variations that are eligible to be matched with your video ad. All component words, hat or the noun form, either singular or plural, are eligible, right? And woman and black have to present in the customer search term. So basically, whatever search term it was, it has to contain these three words: woman, hat, and black, as you can see here. So we have cotton hat for women, black color, right? So the three words hat, woman, and black appeared in the search term. Or similarly, this search term that would be still eligible because it included the three component words that are hat, woman, and black. So if somebody searched for hat for women mesh, black large, right? So that search term would potentially be matched with your video ad, right? So that's how it used to work. However, now that rule is not applied to broad match keywords in video campaigns anymore. Amazon is showing video ads to a wide range of search terms based on the algorithm understanding of the meaning of the search term or the keyword. In other words, based on its assumption of the searcher intent behind a search term. And it all relies on the algorithm's intelligence at this point. And the fact is, it's not that intelligent as it thinks it is, based on my observation. And this will cost you a lot of money on irrelevant clicks, right? So let me show you an example. So this is a search term report that I have recently pulled out. And as you can see here, we have the customer search term column highlighted in red color and the targeting keywords column highlighted in yellow color. The product is a bicycle bag. And as you can see, the match type of the keyword is broad match, right? So when we had this campaign, we wanted to utilize the flexibility of the broad match keyword to expand the reach of our video and explore new relevant search terms, right? So these search terms potentially can be our targeting keyword if we start to target one of them, right? At the same time, we want to ensure that all search terms that triggers our ad, right, triggers click to our listing tag to contain all the component words of the original targeting keyword. In this case, that are bike pack or bike bag or bicycle, right? So component words are bike bag and bicycle, right? Or bike frame pack, right? However, as you can see here, we had a number of search terms that don't apply the rule above. For example, this search term, bicycle safety triangle, right? The search term doesn't have the component word bike or pack, okay? So bicycle can be acceptable, but the whole search term safety triangle, right? Bicycle safety triangle could be a different product. It's not even a bag. Similarly, this search term MTB accessories, right? Accessories can mean a ton of things. It could be a bike pump or it could be a bike tail light. The possibilities are endless. And whereas it doesn't have any component words, either bike or pack in the search term, and these search terms still trigger clicks to our listing, and obviously they were, you know, irrelevant clicks and wasted ad money, right? So similarly, this keyword Red Runner 2 e-bike accessories, again completely irrelevant and too broad and nothing related to a bike spec, right? So again, mini bike frame, so completely different product. It's not a bag, it's a bike frame, it's completely different animal. So what I think is the algorithm should have been smarter than this, because it has all the data of customer journey, product sales, historical conversion data of not just PPC, but organic keywords, right? And it should be able to read the listing and understand what the product is based on its tremendous vault of data about products, conversions, clicks, and a lot of other data points, because it's an e-commerce platform and it was born for this purpose, right? But the reality is that you can tell it is not intelligent enough for us to trust our money blindly to its automation at this point. I don't know whether it is intentional or due to technology limitation, but for now, turn off whatever doesn't work. We just go with the flow. In the future, if it becomes better, smarter, we'll give it a try. For now, I do not recommend using broad match keywords for video ad campaigns on Amazon. But remember that this only happens to sponsored brand video campaigns only. For sponsored product campaigns, broad match keywords still work fine. If you know how to leverage flexibility of broad match keywords, combined with proper bidding strategy and adequate negative targeting management, broad match keywords can bring you good volume of sales at a very good ACoS, advertising cost of sales. Let me show you an example of one of my portfolio. So this is a portfolio for one of our products. And as you can see, we have a number of campaigns. So we have a campaign targeting keywords in broad match. And as you can see, it's still bringing good volume of sales at a fairly good ACoS, advertising cost of sales, which is only 13.5%, right? So the bottom line is, stay away from broad match keywords for video ad campaigns on Amazon for now. As I said, instead, change all the keywords to either phrase match or exact match. So any questions, let me know in the comment below. And I really want to know your experience with broad match keywords targeting in video ad campaigns on Amazon. And bye for now, and I'll see you in the next video.